It's now 8 days since that volcanic eruption and tsunami, and the island nation facing a long road to recovery. Almost 85% of the country's population of about 105,000 people has been affected by last weekend's event. This is according to the Tongan government. People have rallied in New Zealand to get much needed provisions to the country. And with us now, RNZ Pacific's news director, Susanna Leatawa. Kia ora.
Kia ora, maloi lelei, Susie.
Thank you for being with us this morning. Firstly, an update on the latest of New Zealand communities here, of course, from Tonga. How are they faring? What are they hearing?
It's good news for some, and others are still waiting. Mm. Communications are challenging. Social media is a powerful tool at this time, and I was speaking with one of the organisers of Live at Tonga, which is a Facebook group. She's based in San Francisco, and she's fielding a lot of the information that's coming from individuals that's being shared from Tonga, if it's able to get out, and also from different Tongan communities in New Zealand and Australia and around the world. And so she's one of a number of Facebook groups that are able to share information. We have had the second government release based on a media conference that was held by Tonga's new Prime Minister, CLC Sovaleni, on Friday, and then that release came out over the weekend. And then on top of that is just what people are able to share from their families and from different groups and different villages and different islands. But it's still, the communications are still challenging, even though some lines are up, more are down than they're up.
The latest that you're hearing on the aid, of course, much needed, that is making its way to Tonga.
It's a significant international response. So we've got, obviously, what we've been hearing of the NZDF and New Zealand's response. Also ships from Australia, the UK is involved, Japan, China is reporting that it's sent aid. The US has been sending money and items. UNICEF is responding. So we've also got the NGOs in response. And then a report that we've had through from French Polynesia this morning that there is a response coming from Tahiti and a site set up there to receive donations. But just back to a point that you made earlier, and we heard Jenny Salisa on the program earlier this morning with the Tonga Aotearoa Relief Committee. They have been receiving goods since Friday at Mount Smart Stadium. Today, because of the red light alert change, that's a pause on that. So they've still got all of the barrels there that are being collected, but there is a pause on people showing up. They're not receiving anything, and they're also not working that site today while they make adjustments in accordance with red light requirements.
The death toll, is there surprise that it is staying at the level that it's been at for some time?
I don't think the word, I mean, maybe surprised by those of us who are not Tongan, but I think, you know, three at this point, it's always three too many, isn't it? At this moment, I think while communications are down and people are still trying on the ground, trying to get really clear about what's happened, no one's saying surprise. No one's bracing themselves for more. But there's really, it's just acknowledging that those three people have passed and that they've been named. And really, I think because of the nature of the communication challenges and because of the way in which the Kingdom of Tonga is spread over so many islands, the key at this moment is to be able to keep people up to date with where people from certain islands have been relocated. I think one of the notes that came through from the press conference on Friday that it's been reported by us as soon as we could over the weekend and then updated this morning by Matangi Tonga, is that people from the island of Mango, which has experienced total damage of all buildings there, there were 62 known residents of that island, but a report that only 30 people were on Mango at the time and that those 30 people have been brought to Tongatapu. There was a move to have people taken to the island of Nomuka, but there's a real challenge, Matangi Tonga is reporting, on resources on Nomuka. And so those people from Mango Island are being relocated to Tongatapu.
Thank you very much for the update. That is Susanna Leatawa, RNZ Pacific's news director.